Shabbos Chof Dalet Elul Etav Shimon Midbar September 19, 1976 on Sunday continued.
Now, how is the derech achila for people on a weekday, not on Shabbos? That which involves a minimum of tirchet. So memele, when a person eats or is going to eat, he's ready to wash, to eat the Shabbos meal. So, and he has to clear the eichel from the pseiles. What method does he apply? Let's say on a weekday, just before he goes to eat. That method that involves the listirche. So memele, that method that involves the listirche is derech achile. And that method that involves motirche is not derech achile. So it's not because the halacha of beirir is based upon the convenience of the person. No, chas v'sholem. But since the heter is based upon derech achile, what does derech achile mean? The way people eat. Now, when a person sits down to eat, and there is in the food that he's going to eat right now, there is a lot of psalas. So how does he clear the psalas from the eichel or the eichel from? What does he do? So he adapts the method that involves listir. So memele, if the clearing the psalas from the eichel so involves less tirche than being bearer the eichel from the pseiles, so then it means that taking out the pseiles from the eichel is the rechachile. So it's not bearer. And if he does it the other way, so it's not the rechachile. If it's not the rechachile, so it's chayav mishin bearer. So it's actually the shite of the rach, the two. But according to all the other rishonim, the rechachile means eichel mit pseiles. Never pseiles mit eichel. According to the two, the rechachile means the listir. So sometimes eichel mit pseiles is the listir, and sometimes pseiles mit eichel is the listir. And it doesn't depend what is more numerous, because sometimes the eichel is more numerous, but on account of the minuteness of the pseiles, there is more tirchen taking out, because he has to find every minute particle of pseiles. So in such a case, on a weekday, so the derech achila would be to take out the more numerous, rather than the less numerous, because the derech achila is to resort to the least tirchen. So memele, since this is derech achila, so it's not there. But except for that point, the two follows the shite of the rach. All right, now, so we don't have to say like the Gletal, that the two shite is the same as the shite of the Rashi and Arizal. Right. Now, then, the Gletal is mechadesh kamo chidushim in respect to the shite of the Tesis Lit. Kamo diyukim, and there is a stire between what the Tesis Lit says in Sefer HaMachria and what the Tesis Lit says in the chidushim in Perik Teilim, and because of that he says he was chizeya. And even though in Sefer HaMachria he refers to what he said in Perik Teilim, so it appears that he's not chezer from what he said in Sefer Teilim. So then he says he revised this chidushim, kamo vikamo chidushim, he says. Now let's see what the Tesis Lit says in Sefer HaMachria and what the Tesis Lit says in the Chidushim Tesis Reed on Shabbos in Perik Teil. I don't have the Sefer HaMachria here, but the Eglital mentions the major lotion of the Sefer HaMachria, not the whole lotion, but the major lotion of the Sefer HaMachria. So he says, the Eglital says like this, that Rav Yosef the Tesis Reed in Sefer HaMachria says that Rav Yosef and Rav Amnune and Abaye have no substantive machlekes. They only have a machlekes as to the kimte of the price. But there is no machlekes in the din between Rav Yosef, Rav Amnune, and Abaye. And he says that Rav Yosef and Rav Amnune both apply the price le'echel alta. Le'echel alta. And Rav Yosef applies the whole price Rav Yosef applies the whole price to Pselus Mitechech. So when Rav Yosef says, Olam Rav Yosef, Beira Veichel Biyat, so that means Pselus Mitechech is Mutel Chathile. Biyat. Lech Laot. Pselus Mitechech. Bikinu Vitam Chaloyivim, Bira Potalosa. Binapo Vichvor Oloyivrei. But Pselus Mitechech, Nap Aldi Napo Chvor O. Even Lechel, Lealter, Ischai Vechatovus. This is Rav Yosef. Then Rav Amnune applies the whole price to Napo Chvor. Rav Amnune applies the whole price to Napo Chvor. So Rav Amnune says, Bei Raveich, the whole price is reference to Napo Chvor. Bei Raveich, Elechem Ticha Pseiles, Iv Napo Chvor. Lechel Alta. So Iv Maldi Napo Chvor, Bei Chem Ticha Pseiles, Lech lauter, is muter. Beromenia, gechem te gaat zeles. Al die napo gewor. Zeles met de gechel al die napo gewor. Lo jivrei. So, zeles met de gechel al die napo gewor. So is lo jivrei. Even lech lauter, bin bire chayef gatos. So dat deze schrietje is, dat tegen moet echt zeles, even al die napo gewor. Is muter lech lauter. So on that point, he agrees, which is rash. That Eichel mit ich psele, sie mod na po chvoro, lechel alter is mutea. Lechel alter is mutea. Den Abaye, also, the Abaye, according to Abaye, sie kinte, the price is reference to psele, sie mit ich eich. Na te ich mit ich psele. So he says, beire veichel alter. Psele, sie mit ich eichel, biat. So, lauter, beire, man ich lauter. Biat. Oli boi biei, lo yivrei, al din birei al nasi ki bea leitza vechai evchatos. But if it's lach hazman, so pselis mtecheichel, is chai evchatos. This is so he mentioned the Rosh. Shittes, at eis esri b'sifra amachri, asim nochav gimuf, the Rav Yosef Rav Amnun b'lech lauta meik masnisim, Rav Yosef sfira li masnisim maire b'sifra mtecheichel. Aber ich habe dich gesehen, Chino, will ich mich heilen, weil er leil. So, if it is, ich habe dich gesehen, so ist es nicht mehr hier. Wir haben nur eine Sphäre, die man nicht in Meire bin Apochvor. And still it distinguishes. Still the price, according to the Kinder, wir haben nur eine distinguishes. Bitte ich habe dich gesehen, und Silas mit der Hechel. So, only bei Silas mit der Hechel, Apochvor ist heilen. But ich habe dich gesehen, Apochvor, lechel alter, ist Mutter, hat Chile. Aber bejaht, אפילו פסילס מתחייך הוא מודל אאוט. והבאיה מוקה מסליס מפסילס מתחייך הוא ביד, ויכול אמרוי לפליגה. הוא מסכונת אז דלושן אוף דה תשעשרי. דימות הליבר לאאוט ביד ובינפו וחבורו. ביד, דימות הליבר לאאוט ביד ובינפו וחבורו חייב חטוס. בי פסילס מתחייך. So, פסילס מתחייך הוא, so לאאוט ביד יזמות הלכה תחילה, בינפו וחבורו פסילס מתחייך הוא. So, so even lauter is chayev chatos vim beire rumeniach li bei biyei afilu biyat chayev chatos psilis nitechecho rumeniach li bei biyei so even biyat is chayev chatos vihane mila des the washing of the tesrit psilis nitechecho avolei so psilis nitechecho rumeniach bei biyei so even biyat is chayev chatos avolei chum mitich psilis kivin di shine kovet so Elon Potter Avalos. So in other words, so Eichel mitich Pseiles, so is Leilom, is not Mechuyev. He said before, Aval Eichel mitich Pseiles Shinu, vile Mechayev alo Leilom. And then again he says, Kivin di Shinu Kovet, Aval Eichel mitich Pseiles, Kivin di Shinu Kovet, is Potter Avalos. Potter Avalos. Now the question is, so he says, that Eichel mitich Pseiles, there is an Yisrael Rabbono. The Yisrael Rabbonon, and here he said, so it's Potter Avolosia, but Abaye, he said that the Shrit says that Abaye is made to Rav Amnune, and Rav Amnune is Matir Eichel Mitich Pseiles, he is Matir even Lechatchile. So we have to say that Leyalter, so is Matir Lechatchile, even Maldinapo Chvor Eichel Mitich Pseiles. But lach hazman, so there is an Issa Rabbonon, even beyond. All right. But then there is one question that the Tishri doesn't discuss. And that is the question of Eichel mitich Pseiles. pinapo chvola chazman. Eichel mitach pseiles leachel altea. So it's mutal chatchile. This is mentioned. This is mentioned by Rabam Nune explicitly, because Rabam Nune se kimte de hisritze. According to Rabam Nune se kimte, the whole price deals with pinapo chvola, and he says that eichel mitach pseiles is mutal pinapo chvola lechatchile. So eichel mitach pseiles. So is mutalachatchile. The question is, how about eichel mitich pseiles binapu chvoro lachazman? So from the lashon of the tesisri, it's mashma, avol eichel mitich pseiles shinu v'lo mechayev v'aloleilom. So it's mashma, eichel mitich pseiles shinu v'lo mechayev v'aloleilom. That means if mal dinapu chvoro. If Mechai Ivut Napo Chvoro and even Lachazman, when Mechai will Leilo, under no circumstances will be Mechui. So then he says no, even though that is the Pashtis Aloshin of Tisis Rit indicates that Eichel Mitich Pseles, Binapo Chvoro, even Lachazman, is not Chayev because of his Loshin, Eichel Mitich Pseles, Shinuhu, Vilo Mechai will Leilo. But we cannot say that. Why can't we say that? Because the Tesis Rit says in Sefer HaMachria, the Tesis Rit says that whatever comes down limato, that is the Mizbore. That is the Mizbore. And Merakeit, so the Gemara says, that by Merakeit I mean this is the Mitzies, but the Gemara says that the Gemara says that by Merakeit, so the Eichel, the fine flour comes down, and the coarse flour remains on top. And the Tesis Rit says in Sefer HaMachria, that when you use in Apu Chvoro, so the thing that comes down through the strainer, that is the Mizbore. So Memele by Merakeit flour, so the fine flour comes down limato, so that means that by Merakeit it's Eichel Mitich Pseiles. So the question is, if we are going to say, as the Loshon of the Tesis Rit implies when he says Avol Eichel Mitich Pseiles Shinu Velo Mechayev V'Aleilom, that even binapu chvor lachazman eichel mitich pseiles is ishinu. So memele there is no chiyuv chatos. And that is a srit, says in Sefer HaMachria also, that the thing that goes down limato is the mizborei. And by merakeit, so the eichel, the fine flour in which he's interested, so that goes down limato. So that is the mizborei. So that is mat. If this is the mizborei, so by merakeit, it's always eichel mitich pseiles. There is a chiyuv of merakeit. So Bishleime, if we say that when the Tesis Rit says Avol Eichel Mitich Pseiles Shinu Vel Mechayev Aleilom, so he means only Leilom means even Lachazman, but Biyad is Lo Mechayev. Ma Sheinkin Binapu Chvoro Eichel Mitich Pseiles Lachazman is Chayev. So then we can visualize the chiyuv of Merakeit, which is always Eichel Mitich Pseiles, according to the other memory of the Tesis Rit in Sefer HaMachria. So, to a key, when is Merakeit Chayev, according to the Tesis Rit? When he sips the flour, La'anich Lachazman. So true, the Tesis Rit says in Sefer HaMachria, that whenever you use a strainer, a napo chvoro, so then the thing that goes down limato, that is Nevel Miyodov, that goes down limato, is the Mizborei, and when you sift flour, so then the fine flour goes down, that goes through the strainer. So it's Eichel Mitich Pseiles, that is the Mizborei. And why is it Chayev? Merakeit? Merakeit is Chayev whenever someone sifts flour on Shabbos, not because he wants to eat that flour on Shabbos itself, but he wants to eat the flour on Sunday. So it's like, but if we are going to assume, as the plain Loshon of the Tesis Rit indicates, Avol Eichel Mitich Pseiles Shinu V'lo Mechayev Alo Leilom, means that not only that Leilom does not only imply that Lachazman Biyad is not Chayev, that even Al Dinapo Uchvo Lachazman is not Chayev, because Eichel Mitech Pseiles is always Lachaya, Ichinu. So Memele, why should Merakit be Mechuyev? But there is a Meloch of Merakit. There is a Meloch of Merakit. And the Tesis Ritten Sefer HaMachriya says that the thing that goes down is the Mizbarer. And by Merakit, so the Gemara says Dav Kuf Lamed Ches, that the fine flour, the Eichel, goes down. So and that's the Mizbarer according to Tesis Ritten Sefer HaMachriya. So that's it. So Merakit is Eichel Mitech Pseiles, and still there is a Chiyuv of Merakit. So we have to visualize a situation where there is a chiyuv of merakeit. So the only way to visualize a situation that according to the Tesis Reed there is a chiyuv of merakeit is by saying that when the Tesis Reed says avoleichom tefsele shinu mechayv al leilom, so leilom is reference to biyad lachazman, not to napu uchvo lachazman. Even though the lashon of leilom means always, I mean no matter what, but it has to be limited. So then we apply the chiyuv of merakeit to a case which is always eichel mitech pseiles, because the fine flour goes down lemato, and that's the mizboreya, and that's the eichel. So memeila it's eichel mitech pseiles. So when is merakeit chayev? If his merakeit, he sips the flour in order to use the flour something, not to use it louder. But if we are going to say that mechayv leilom means that means that even al napo chvo al niach lachazman, so he's still poter. So then there is never a chiyuv of merakit. All right, that is right. Then he mentions the tesis reed. Dav kuf lamed ches. Madarki da kufam chesam gale. Madarki shall be reonete leichel umaniach pseiles. So in other words, so according to Eglatal, the shite of the Tesis Reed in Sefer HaMachriya is that pseiles mitechechel, pseiles mitechechel, al dinapo uchvo even lechel alter is chai v'chatos. But pseiles mitechecha lechel biyad, lechel alter biyad is muta lechatchile. Eichel mitech pseiles is muta. Eichel mitech pseiles, so even al dinapo uchvo lechel alter, al dinapo uchvo is muta lechatchile. And then Eichel mitech pseiles, biyad, leoniach lachazman, is poter avolosa. But Eichel mitech pseiles, leoniach lachazman, al dinapo uchvoro ischai. This is what the Eglital says in the regard to the shite of Tesis Reed. So the one point that is controversial, which is not mashma from the diuk haloshon of Tesis Reed, is the case of Eichel mitech pseiles, al dinapo uchvoro leoniach lachazman. So from the Pashtus Haloshon of the Tesis Reed, it's mashma that even in such a case, so avleichom terseiles shinu leilom lechayev. So it means even laniach lachazman al dinapo uchvoro, he's not chayev. Oh, but then he has a strong kashe. So how can we visualize the chiyuv of merakit according to the Tesis Reed? So because of that, the Eglital is forced to say that eichel mitech pseiles al dinapo uchvoro laniach lachazman is chayev chatos, and leilom is limited when he says avol eichel mitech pseiles leilom in chayev shinu leilom in chayev. So it has reference to lachazman and biyak, not to napo uchvoro and lachazman. Now then he mentions the Tesis Reed in the chiddushim. Ma darkei shel beira neite leichel maniach pseiles. Because there is a machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Zeira, Mishama Mishamai Chaya. Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. Mishama Mishamai Chaya. Mishamai Masrino. So Rabbi Mishim Beira, Rav Zeira, Mishim Rakit. Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Omedal. dort in the middle of the Omer. Rabbi Omer Mishim Beir, Rav Zeir Omer Mishim Raket. Omer Rabbi Kavoshe Lidim Istabre. Ma Darki Shol Beir Neitlech Omer Niyach Apseiles. Omer Name Neitlech Zeich Omer Niyach Apseiles. Omer Rav Zeir, he says Mishim Raket, Mishame. Mishim, in other words, when you strain, you know, the wine, from the, when you separate the wine from the sediment, you put the wine with the sediment in the strainer, and then you put the strainer on the kele, and then the wine goes through. So the question is, why is it chayev? Is it chayev mishum bere or is chayev mishum rakit? So Rav Zeira says mishum rakit. Om Rav Zeira kavos elidim istabre. Ma darke shom rakit pseles mumailo, the coarse flour, veich mumato, the fine flour, afochename pseles mumalo, the sediment remains on top in the strainer, veich mumato. And the eichel, the wine, goes down, drips down. So this is madaki shabir nichum elzilah chnam nirlech meabzilis. Pim shmat pis abzilis. When the eichel and the eichel manir abzilis. Vachanam hochom. Omer abzilik kavose lidi mistab. Madaki shomerake abzilis lemayu lechomato. Pim shlidom ham shamer liberia. The beira have kichitim kishekibrom bichvoro lohosher derech ankov maafkuris sheyei shom vinim tzabzilis lemato veichol lemayu. When you are bearing a crop of kidneys, so then the pseiles goes down, but the kidneys remains on top. Avlam raket is a kemer, meisir a kemer, the fine flour goes through the nikovim, the asubim, the bran, nishorim binap. Ubein berechitim shapsiles lemato veich lemailo. Ubein amraket shapsiles lemailo veich lemato. So he says as follows. Ubein berechitim shapsiles lemato veich lemailo. Uvein amerakit, shapsiles lemailo veichel lemato, shneiem hei nikroim pseiles, mitichichel, shaarei mikabeitz apseiles limokim echot, umashlichu, veichel maniach, veichel mitich pseiles de amrinon da aveshinu, kigin shibere o eichlin, eichel eichel umaniach apseiles, shom, shein derech eilom bikach. Ubeire ditnam bifreich valgodu binapu uchvor avedum yedim rakit, אלו שמרקת בקמח והבירה בחיד. Alright. So he says, that his street says, that whenever you use in apple chvoro, so it's always psilis מתחיך. שערי מקבץ הפסילס למוקם אחד, הוא משליחו. ואיך המניח. So that means in apple chvoro, it's always psilis מתחיך. So then we are faced with the contradiction between that his street in the חידושים and that his street in Sefer HaMachriah. That his street in Sefer HaMachriah says, that Eichel mitich pseiles, Eichel mitich pseiles, so he's never high. And he says, Eichel mitich pseiles al dinapo chvor lech lauter, is mutal chathile. Pseiles mitich Eichel lech lauter, al dinapo chvor is chai vechatos. So that is a shrid, Ziva Machia, this explicitly says that even via napo chvoro, there can be eichel mitich pseiles, then it can be pseiles mitich eichel. And here he says in Perik Teilin that via napo chvoro, there is no such thing as eichel mitich pseiles. As long as it's as you use in napo chvoro, it's always pseiles mitich eichel. It's always pseiles mitich eichel. So because of that, he's forced to say, the Eglital is forced to say that there are two separate shittes of the Tesis Reed. One shitte of the Tesis Reed is the shitte in Sefer HaMachriah, and the shitte of the Tesis Reed in Sefer HaMachriah is that there is a difference between Eichel Mitich Pseiles and Pseiles Mitich Eichel even in Apo Chlo. Now, so what according to the Tesis Reed shitte in Sefer HaMachriah, when do you call Eichel Mitich Pseiles al din Apo Chlo, and when do you call Pseiles Mitich Eichel? So be shleimer when you use your hand. So it all depends. If, let's say, you have a piece of fish, and you have bones, and you take out the bone from the fish, then it's pseiles mitich eichel. If you move away with your hand or with the fork, you move away the fish from the bone, so then it's pseiles mitich eichel. So we know how to determine as to whether a certain bearer is pseiles mitich eichel or eichel mitich pseiles. But when you use an apple chvor or a sifter, a strainer, how do we determine as to whether the bearer is a bearer of Eichel Mitich Pseiles and Pseiles Mitich Eichel? So the Gletal says, according to the Tesis Reed in Sefer HaMachriah, so he says in Sefer HaMachriah that the thing that falls down limato, so that is the Mizborei, so Memele, So if the Eichel falls down limato, then it's Eichel Mitzvah Pseiles. If the Pseiles falls down limato, so then it's Pseiles Mitzvah. So it's as simple as that. According to the thesis, in the Sefer HaMachia. Mashein Kein, the thesis read, that is read in Perik Teilin, so he is Chelik. And that is read in Perik Chelin says, that is read in Perik Chelin was Chezeya, and he holds, that Dapur Chvo, it's always Tzeres Mitechecho. It's always Tzeres Mitechecho. But he is facing a difficulty. How can he say that in Perik, that he was Chezeya, but this is written Sefer HaMachria refers to what he says, to what he says in Perik Teili. So he says he changed it. All right, it's a big deal, and it's not mashma in view of the fact that this written Sefer HaMachria refers to what he says in his chidushim. So it doesn't appear that he's chidush. That he was chayim. If he refers back to that chite, so that means that he agrees with that chite, and that his read was not bashful. Many times he has in Madure Tinyone, and he has in Madure Kame. So many times in Madure Tinyone he says, "V'chol ma shekosafti b'Madure Kame whoever." So I mean, he was not ashamed to say that he is chayzer. So how is it here if he was chayzer and he doesn't mention a word that he is chayzer? And the contrary refers back, so that means he refers to what he says in the Chedushim. In other words, he wrote the Sefer HaMachria after he wrote the Chedushim. So that means that he didn't revise the Chedushim. So we have to understand, we have to reconcile the two Tesis reads. Now, the Pashtes Haloshen of the Tesis read in Sefer HaMachria is that Pseiles Mitechecho, that Eichel Mitech Pseiles, he is never chayim. Lo ilo min chayim. Because it's ishim. He's never chayim. So it's mashma that even al dinapo uchvo and lo niach lachazman, so he's not chayim. That's the pashtes halosh. But then he has a kashe. So how can we visualize echiyuv of merakit? So the Eichel goes down, and the Tesis Reed in Sefer HaMachria says that the thing that goes down, that is the Mizbarek, since he miraculated, so the fine flour goes down, so Memele, that's Eichel Mitech Pseiles. So, and if we assume that Eichel Mitech Pseiles is never Chayev, so how can we visualize a Chiyuv of Merakit? Now, we have to understand the Tesis Reed. Svare, he makes a premise, a general premise. He says that whenever you use in apo uchvoro, so it's always pseiles in techeich. Whether the pseiles is lemato veichol lemailo, or the pseiles is lemailo veichol lemato, shneiem im nikroim pseiles in techeich. Why is it so? Sharei mikabeitza pseiles limokemechot umashlich. So apparently, that is a shreed holds. That the distinguishing feature between Pseiles Mitechechel and Eichel Mitech Pseiles consists in the fact, now let's say, when you have a piece of fish and it has many bones, or a piece of meat and with many bones, or any Eichel that has many particles of Pseiles. So if you take out the Pseiles from the Eichel, so then you are Beireya, the whole Eichel at once. Not piecemeal. Masha'inkin, if you are bereya, eichel mitech pseiles, let's say you have a piece of fish, and you have one bone here and this little piece of fish. So you move away that little piece of fish. So then you're not bereya the whole piece of fish, the whole eichel. You're only bereya a little piece. Then you move with the fork. So you are bereya another little piece of fish. So again, you're not bereya the whole eichel. You're not bereya the whole eichel, but only a little piece. And so on. Masha'in kein, if you take out the bones from the fish, then you are bereya the whole eichel in one process. But if you are bereya eichel mitech pseiles, then you are bereya piecemeal every particle of Eichel separate. But if you are Beire Apsilas with the Eichel, then you are not Beire Apsilas. But you are Beire the whole Eichel in one process, not piecemeal. So this is the distinguishing feature, according to Tesis Reed, between Psalas and Techeichel and Echel Techeichel. So Mimele, when you do it beyond, so then we have Echel Techeichel as distinguished from Psalas and Techeichel. Let's say, if you take out all the bones from the piece of fish, so then you are Beirer at once, the whole Echel. If you take one piece of fish, you move away from the bone, and then another piece of fish, you move away from the bone, a third piece of fish, third particle of fish, you move away from the bone. So then it's Echom Terseles, because you don't clear the Eicha from the Seles in one process. You do it piece. So that is Biat. So then there is a difference. If you take out the bones from the fish, so then you clear the whole Eicha, the whole piece of fish, in one process, and if you move away the fish from the bone, so then you do it piecemeal. Mashein kein, if you resort to a napo chvo, so then, it doesn't matter whether the eichel is lemailo, the pseiles is lemato, or vice versa. So everything is done, the beirer is done in one process. So it conforms to the characteristic of Eichel mitech Eichel, even, so it doesn't make any difference. Let's say, if you do a biyad, so then if you take out the Pseles from the Eichel, so then you clear, you are buried the whole article of Eichel, the whole Eichel, in one process, not piecemeal. But if you are buried Eichel mitech Pseles, then you are buried piecemeal. You are bearing one particle first, and a second particle, and then a third particle. There is no one process of bearing on the whole Eichel. But when you resort to a napo and chvoro, so then you, then it doesn't make any difference whether the Eichel is lemailo and the psil is lemato, or vice versa. So then the whole Eichel, the process of bearing is realized on the whole Eichel, in one process. So that conforms to the essential feature of Pseilus Mitechich Ubiyat. So Mimela, that's why he says, and you see that it's implicit in the Lashon. He says, Avram Raket Es HaKemach, Meisir HaKemach Derech Hankovim, V'asubim Nisharim Binapo. So on the whole crop, the Subim is Nisharim Binapo. Ubein Berechitim Shapsilis Lemato Veich Lemalo. So through the same act of straining, so the whole Eichel is cleared from the Pseilis. Uvein amrake isha Pseilis l'mayel v'ich l'mato. Shneim hen ikroim Pseilis n'tech Eichel. Sha'arei an mikabitz ha Pseilis l'mokem echot. All the Pseilis is collected in one place for one act. Ma she'inkein, you do it b'yad. So then you have such a thing as Eichel mitech Pseilis. So then you don't do the act of Beirea in one act. But piecemeal you do it. So that's Eichel mitech Pseiles. Basheinkein, when you resort to an apple chvor, it's always done in one act. So it's always considered as Pseiles mitech Eichel. Now, but if we'll find a Yechetimtze, that even by using an apple chvor, so you will not be mivareya, the whole thing, the whole crop, at once, so then Eichel name. So it will not be Pseilas Mitechich. Let's say, suppose you sift flour. And so ordinarily when you sift flour, so all the fine flour goes through, and the Pseilas, the bran remains on top. So then the beira process is done at once. But suppose the crop that you sift through consists of two men. One is finer and one is coarser. And there is Pseilas in addition. So suppose you want to sift to remove the Pseilas that is in the crop. But the crop itself, let's say, consists of two men. Kidneys, many times, if you have a crop of kidneys, So it's not uniform. Flour can be uniform. But if you have a crop of kidneys, so you might have smaller kidneys and larger kidneys, even if it's the same mean of kidneys. So they do not have to be the same size. So Mimela, it's part. And you are interested, you don't care, the finer kidneys, the coarser kidneys, they are equally good as far as you are concerned. But you want to get rid, you want to get rid of the tzeles. You want to get rid of the tzeles. And then you put them in a strainer, the crop with the psalas, the crop of kidneys with the psalas. So you put it in a strainer, and then you don't, by straining it, you don't do everything through one act of bere. So in such a case, it will be echom tepsalas, even if you use an apo chvo. When does the Tesis read say that banapo, whenever you use an apo chvo? So it's always fills me the Heichel. If with one act he's mikabitz apsilis lemokem echot and the Heichel lemokem achot. But suppose you have a mixture of several things. You have psilis and two kinds of ochlin, and you're not interested in separating one Heichel from the other Heichel. If you are interested, so the one Heichel that you're not interested in is also in a psilis. But suppose you are only interested in separating the psilis. So Mimele, in such a case, it's not miskabitz apsilis lemokem echod and the eichel lemokem acher. So then it has a din of eichel mitech psilis. So this is what, when the Sefer HaMachriya says that eichel mitech psilis, so he's always potter. So Eichum Tefseles is always potter, so it means Imal Napo Chvoro and Imal Niach Lachazman, as the Pashas Aloshin indicates. But then you ask, so then how can we visualize the Chiyuv of Merakeit? The answer is, we can visualize the Chiyuv of Merakeit. In the ordinary case of Merakeit, so the Pseles remains in one place, and the Eichel remains in the other place. So in such a case, it conforms to the essential feature of Pseles Mitech Eichel, where the whole Eichel, the process of Beirer is realized, and the whole Eichel in one act, not piecemeal. Masha'in Kein in a case where the crop consists of something that is more coarse and something that is fine, so then you don't have the pseiles, that the pseiles should be collected in mokim echod and the eichel in mokim acher. So in such a case, it's shinu, and he will not be chayev. Then it will be considered as eichel mitech pseiles, not as pseiles mitech eichel. So when does the Tisri say that whenever you use in apuch, that when you use in apuch war, so then it's considered pseiles mitech eichel, it doesn't make any difference whether the eichel remains at top or the eichel comes down to the bottom. So that he only has reference to the case where if it's done in one act of bearer, when all the pseiles with one act of bearer is collected in one place and the eichel is collected in another place. But if the eichel consists of two types, And then you don't sift out one from the other completely in one act. So then it conforms to the feature of Eichum Tefseles, because when you are bearer Eichum Tefseles biyad, so you also do it piecemeal. You don't do it in one act. So maybe there is no steer. So we can say that the shita of the Tesis Rid is that if it's Eichum Tefseles, so then he's never chayev. Even if it's al din apuch voron tzlaniach lachazmav. So then you ask, how can it say that by napuch voro it's always pseiles mitechecho? So the answer is, usually when you use an apuch voro and the pseiles is collected in mokim echot, and the Eichel remains in another place, so then it conforms to the essential feature of Pseles mit Eichel. Because when you remove by hand the Pseles mit Eichel, so then the barrier over the whole Eichel is gone at once. Not on one part of the Eichel, on one particle first and another particle. Mashenkin, when it's done in the strainer, so whether the Eichel is Lemailo or the Eichel is Lemato, so then it's done at once. So Memele, it conforms to the essential feature of Pseles mit Eichel, and it's considered Pseles mit Eichel. But if the Kvap consists of two types, one is fine and one is not so fine, and the Beirer is not done with one act of Beirer, you don't collect the Eichel in one place and the Pseles in another place. So then it conforms, then it's not considered a Beirer, then it's considered a Shinu. So then it's considered Eichel mit Pseles. Just as by Eichel mit Pseles, Beyad. So you cannot be Beirer, the whole Eichel, the whole piece of fish, the whole portion of fish, at once. But you have to be Beirer it piecemeal. So here too, if you use an apochvo, and if the crop that you are Beirer consists of two types, and you don't collect with one act of straining the whole thing, that all the Pseles in one place and the Eichel in another place, so then it's not considered Beirer Midraise, it's considered Aldeshinu, it doesn't conform to the essential feature of Pseles Mitecheichel, where everything is Nisbarer at once, in one act. So in such a case, it'll be Potter. So in such a case, it'll be Potter, even if it's Laniach Lachazman, and Aldenapochlo. So in other words, we don't have two Shittes in the thesis. Now, the Gemara, Omar Apote, Haiman di Pori Silke, Haiman di Pori Silke, Chayev Mishim Techa. Yes, what is it?
He said that the Kitchen for Tosis was that the three columns of the rock are applicable to Solis di Pokoko.
Solis di Techa, yeah.
What are the three columns then? I thought one of them was Solis di Pokoko. What are the three columns that we have referenced to?
I mean, no, so he says, she is Gimel Dini. Biberal Altair Stasia says, Biberal Altair de Biad Muta, Lechatrile, Bikino Vitamche Potter Avalosa, Binapo Uchvo Chayv Chatos. That's the Gimel Dini. It's the Gimel Dini. All right, now. But according to the Rach and the other Rishonim who polishes the Rach, so all that is true by Eichel mit Pseles. According to Tesis, these Gimel Dinim, that Lauter is Biyad Muter, and Bikanu Vitamche Potavosav Napoch Vor Chayv Chatos, that's by Pseles in the Chayv. Yes.
Then according to the, within the explaining the various sheets, according to Tosus Rid, if Eichel mit Pseles, if we see the Heter, it's not there on Freyla.
That's right, Yeshiva. So what is the Dera Breire? The Dera Breire is when the whole Breire is done in one act.
I understand, but so then the altar, the Tos is written within Opel Mitoch of Solis, is the Chalik between Kli and Yad.
Yeah.
Kli is still high of the altar, Opel Mitoch of Solis. Right?
Yes, yeah, so in other words, no, it's not the Chum Tepseles. If the whole Beirer is done in one egg.
So if you talk about Opel, is much of a Yad Lauter.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So what would be the explanation? Any good? Kli is never Derek Hamidra? I mean, to explain the Philip within Lauter. To explain the Philip within Lauter, so if you talk about Opel, between Kli and Yad. So something is Derek Hamidra and something is not Derek Hamidra.
No, you mean why Pseles mit Eichel is muter biyad? Because it's derech achille. If it's biyad, it's derech achille. Not because of Pseles. You see, we had no. You see, as Teisve says. I mean, as the Ramban says, not as Teisve says. So, according to the Ramban, so why is Eichel mit Pseles muter? Why is Eichel mit Pseles kal relative to Pseles mit Eichel? Because Eichel mit Pseles is an integral part of the Achille process. So that's the oneness of the thesis too, you see. That even Pseles mit Eichel, and Pseles mit Eichel is the Rav Breire. Pseles mit Eichel is the Rav Breire. But If it's done biyad lechel out there, so then it's part and parcel of the achille process. But so when is it part and parcel of the achille process? When it's done biyad, but when. So we have to say it according to Rashi. So even al dinapo chvoro, it's still derech achille. That's the Rashi shita. We have to say that the Rashi. No, Mirake, the ordinary case of Mirake. So the whole Breire process is done in one act. You put down the flour, you dump the flour in the strainer, and then the fine flour goes down, and the bran remains on top. So it's done in one act. That's Tzeres Mitechech. But where it's not done in one act, so then it conforms to the essential characteristic of Eichum Tepselis. That's the difference. That's the distinguishing feature between Eichum Tepselis and Tepselis and Techeichum. So when you do it biyad, so if you take out the Tepselis and Techeichum, then you are mivareya, you are beireya the whole Eichel at once. If you are beireya biyad Eichum Tepselis, then you are not beireya the whole Eichel at once, but piecemeal. So Mimele, when you do it in Apu Chvoro, so normally when you do it in Apu Chvoro, so you do it at once. But if for some reason you don't do it at once, so then it conforms to the essential feature of Eichum Tepsil. Right. Now the Moroma Akote. Haiman the Pori Silke Hayav Mishim Techim. So Rashi says, the Pori Silke Bimem Garsinos. The Lord is Sama. The Pirit Beyovariti. My Kike. Fiom. Michatri Hadak. So in other words, that means somebody who cuts beets. So it's Chayav Mishim Techim. Chayav Mishim Techim. Teisa says, Haiman the Pori Silke Davke Bisilke, only in regard to beets. Shayach Trine. Avol Shor Eichun Shor. Now what difference does it make whether it's beets or something else? Why are beets different than something else? So the Chidushi Aram mentions in the name of the Rav, Haima Mipori Silke Chayim Shintechen Kosov Arozal Davke Silke Shehu Mechuser Hechsher Acher Dehaine Bisho Ulafuke Pas Vichol Dover Oro Lachile Beloi Mechuser Hechsher Acher Dimuter Diuch Ledifres Atka. So it is obvious that Tesis means the same thing as the Ro. What the Ran mentioned the name of the Ro. In other words, the Ro says the Davke Silke beats. So if you cut it into small pieces, so it involves an iser of teichin, but shorich linat. Why? Because beets cannot be eaten like this raw. Mashenk in another eichin. Let's say something that is, let's say, an apple or a pear. So whether you are mivashel the apple or you're not mivashel the apple, you mivashel the pear or not, you can eat it. And you don't even have to cut it into small pieces in order to be able to eat an apple. You can bite a big piece of an apple and eat it too. So mimele, there is no iser of teichin. When is there an iser of teichin? When something in its large size is not adapted for eating. And then you have to cut it into smaller pieces in order to be machsheret la'achile. So in such a case, there is an iser of teichin. Now let's say, when you chop wood, now you need a wood in order to make a fire. But if you have a trunk of a tree that was chopped down, you can't use it for fuel. You have to chop it down smaller slices in order to be adapted for pure. So mimele, there is a chiyuv of teichin. But when you take an apple and you cut it into 10 pieces, you don't have to cut the apple into 10 pieces. You can eat it like this. The whole apple, you can bite off from the apple like this. So mimele, there is no iser of teichin. But beet is something that people don't eat it raw like this. So only if you slice it into little pieces, then it will become adapted for achile. So mimele, it involves a chiyuv of teichin. This is what the Rosh says. Because of the Rosh, al dafke silk, only beets, shel mechusar achshar achir, the haim ebish. So in other words, so, he beets, if you cook it, so then, even if it's not cut into little pieces, so it can be used. Mashenke, if it's raw, so then, only if you slice it into little pieces, you can eat it. But if you don't slice, it's not. So because of that, there is a chiyuv of teichin. This is what Aces means. This is what, yes? In the Hanami, it's Tolu, but the Minhogin, these Minhogin do not change as readily, you know, as Mal modes of behavior. Mal modes of behavior today so change, you know, from day to day, and maybe from hour to hour, and certainly from place to place, but the methods of eating do not change so readily. Why is it that people don't eat a beet raw? Because it's not suited for eating raw, unless you slice it into smaller pieces. So mimele, it's not likely to change. But in the Haname, if it will change, and people will start eating raw beets, without cutting it into slices, so then there won't be any chiyuv of teichin for cutting the beet into smaller pieces. So now, yes. What is it? Cooked beet? No, there won't be any teichin. Because then it can be eaten even without being sliced. So it won't be. Now, as a matter of fact, the Shilte HaGiberim points out. Let's say it'll be Nigeya. I mean, he mentions another example. But let's say you have to give a baby, you have to give a banana. Now, a baby cannot eat a whole banana, so you have to mash the banana. So in other words, if somebody will mash a banana for himself, for an adult, so it will be higher Gishim Teichin. But if he'll mash a banana for a baby who couldn't eat it in any other form, so he'll be higher. If he mashes a banana for himself, unless he himself, he has no teeth and he cannot eat it without being mashed, so then he'll be higher. But if he eats it without being mashed, and then he mashes the banana for himself, there is no issue of teichin. But if he mashes a banana for a baby who couldn't eat it in its natural form, so then there will be an issue of teichin. The Shulte HaGiberim points it out. The Shulte HaGiberim mentions it in connection with Pas. Now Pas, so the Amene Rishenim will say that there is no issue of teichin in Pas, because in Tchina Achatchina, how is Pas made? Pas is made from flour. Now, flour, how is flour obtained? By grinding it. So one process of trine already took place. And then, when you break down a pass, whether it's for, even if you break it down into smaller pieces, for a baby, so the Amen Rishen will say it doesn't involve an issue of trine, because in trine achat trine. Machinkin by banana, so you cannot say in trina chatrine, because the banana never went through a process of trine before. So then, if you mash a banana for a baby, so it involves an issa of trine. So this is the explanation of Tesis. Davke bisilke shayach trine avol shor eichlin isho. Now there is a strange rosh on this gemara. He mentions the pshat of the rach. That in our text, the Rach mentions that in connection of solid silk, but the Rosh mentions the Rach's pshat in regard to porous silk, not in regard to solid silk. Katechi no mer a poppe heiman di poi silke bi shabes chai bi shim dechi. De de agoi sosha says, we daf ki silke alo shor yiroki slayim. So what do you mean? Because shor yiroki are adapted for achile as they are. So me mele it doesn't involve any sotri. Pirish rach, atzit kol im shein dim kein mimin, she mifarik an mimin halolu, yeitzen mineim kmoi kemar dak, lifichoch, hamnapzei, חייב בשם תכן, ופירש הוגנו, דום ידי סולי ציוט. ומה שפירש הרע שלי פה לסילטה שמחתך ירוק איז דק דק, נדעו את זה, תיקות הביט into smaller pieces. פירש תמור הוא, דובר שהוא איך היו, ומחתך איזה דק דק, אינשי הביטחי. אינשי הביטחי. So he says, he mentions that in the name of the רח, in the name of the רח, that only if, that this has reference to Atzit Kolin. But if you look in the Rach, you'll see that this pshat is mentioned by the Rach in connection of Solid Silke, not in connection with Pori Silke. Oh. Hateichi nomer af pope, haiman di Pori Silke perish ken ksishe, veloi ken chito, chai mishetechim. וכן מהי בסולי ציוט הפירש עצית קול שאין דמשי ושיבי כנימי ומשפרק אני מעולי יצמנן כמיקם הרדק. So that he explains, this is explanatory of סולי ציוט, not of the memory of פורי סילקה. So I mean, so that the Rosh is very strange. I mean, he mentions the Rach's פשט in connection with סולי ציוט. The Rach mentions connection with סולי ציוט, he mentions it in connection with פורי סילקה. But so he says, but so from the Rach it's mashma. So the Rosh is very strange. The Rosh. Now they point out it. Val upeiruze. So the Kabbalistano pointed out upeiruze she pirush Rabbeinu al the poor isulke limotzino b'shum echad. V'luid mistapinu yisayim ashtoy isnafu b'svar. It's very strange that was the Rosh. But anyway, from the lashon of the Rach, you can deduce a certain aloch, because the Rach, he says, from the lashon of the Rach, it's mashma that the tzilke according to the Rach also means beats, but he emphasizes peirush kein ksisha v'loy kein chituch is chayev mishmtech chayev mishmtech. So in other words, he emphasizes that in regard to Pori Silke, he is chayef when he cuts, when he grinds the beats, but only when he grinds it into a very fine powder. But if he just cuts it into little pieces, he's not chayef. According to Rashi, mechatchei hadeik, so that he doesn't say like avav. He doesn't say kein ksisha. Ksisha means grinding. When you turn it into a powder like flour, but Rashi only says if you cut it into small pieces, not if you turn it into a powder. So what's the shita of the Rach? You see the shita of Rashi. We have to say Rashi what the Rosh Lomdes. I mean, and the Tesis Lomdes. It's the same shita. In other words, no one can say it's inconceivable that according to Rashi, if somebody cuts an apple into a few slices, that he'll be chayav mishmtechem, that's inconceivable. So why is it a bit different than an apple? The answer is an apple can be eaten as it is, even without being sliced into smaller pieces. Mashem can be beat when it's raw, so it cannot be eaten. It cannot be eaten as it is, without being cut into smaller pieces. So mele, by cutting it into smaller pieces, you thereby adapt it for achile. So mele, it is chayav mishmtechem. In the same way, let's say, as one grinds wheat, techen chit. So turning it into a powder is necessary in order to adapt it for achile. So mele, otherwise you couldn't bake bread if you don't turn it into a powder. So by beats, Rashi's and Stasis and the Rosh Hashanah is that in as much as they couldn't be eaten, without being sliced, and when you slice it, it can be eaten. So it's also, he told of Techen. But the Rach goes one step further. And he says, even though bits are not eaten, normally, raw, they're not eaten, normally raw, and they're not adapted very well for eating without being sliced. But inasmuch as they can be eaten without being sliced, people don't do it because they will not enjoy it if they don't slice it. But it can be done. If it can be eaten when it's sliced, it can be eaten. Even when it's not sliced, it can be eaten. But people don't eat it unsliced, uncut. So, but it can be eaten. So the Rach Shita is, there is no chiyuv of teichen. Except if he turns it into a powder. Mashenke, so he says, and but the Rach mentions the same thing even in regard to solid silt. So according to Rashi, solid silt means eitzim dakim laverage. So suppose you have a thick trunk of a tree and then you chop it down into slides. So then you are chayav mishum teichen, even though you don't turn it into a powder. Into powder. Why? Because as long as it's a thick piece of wood, it's not well adapted for fuel. But when you cut it into small slides, then it becomes more adapted for fuel. Some melee is chayav mishum teichen. But the Rach says, he says in regard to solid silt, he says also a powder. He says, וכן מן לסולי צילטה, פירש עצית קולי, שאין בין סיבה סיבה כאינימי, וכשמפרק הנימן הלולו, יצא ביניהם כמין כמר דק. So he emphasizes, כמין כמח. Why? So apparently the Rach holds that when you take a thick piece of wood and you slice it into smaller pieces, even though it becomes more adapted for fuel as a on account of the fact that it's smaller pieces, you sliced it, but you could use it for fuel, the big piece too. I mean, couldn't you make a fire? Couldn't you use it for fuel, the big piece of wood? But it will not be so convenient for him. But it could be used. So Mimele, since it could be used, even though people don't use it that way, in that form, they first cut it into smaller slices of wood. So he's not chayev unless he turns it into a powder. But most Rishenim are chelik on the Rach. And according to most Rishenim, so not only in regard to a thick piece of wood that is sliced into smaller pieces, so it becomes more adapted for use. So he's chayev mishum teichen. But even a beet that could be eaten as it is, without being cut, but it will not be as enjoyable as it is when you cut it into smaller pieces, because a raw beet, if you don't cut it into smaller pieces, will be very hard. So people will not like to eat it. So because of that, if you cut it into smaller pieces, so according to most Rashenim, according to Rashi, according to Tetzis, according to Roh, so you are chayev mishum teichen. Now let's see how the Rambam passes this din of polysilver. Now, this din is mentioned in the Mishpat. Mentions three halachas in the Rambam that are expressive of this halacha. Perek Zayin Luchashabes Halachei. Now, Perek Zayin Luchashabes Halachei, the Rambam says as follows: Hatolde hi amlocho hadim eliav meilu avis. Keitzat, hamechateches hayerek, meyat livashlein, hareze chayev, shezu amlocho teil desuchino. Shehateichen likei agufechot, ומחלקים לגופים הרבה. וכל אוהי סדובו רדים אלה זה, הרי זה תלסטיך. So that's one. Then, תרקחס הלוח את הסבור. Hateichin kigregres chayim. V'cholaseichin ktavim v'samonim b'machteshet. Harei zeteichin v'chayim. Hamechateich yerek tolish. Harei zetil v'steichin. V'chin haneiser eitzim. That's the being of solid silte. Haneiser eitzim v'hanis b'niseire shalahem. Oy ha ashop. Loshin shel matches chayev mishilishiv kolshim. Now then, the Rambam perikofalet milch Shabbos aloch yitches. Hamechateich es hayereg dak dak kidei livashlei harizetil disteichen v'chayev. So in two places the Rambam emphasizes the expression kidei livashlei. In Perik Zayin, he says, Kitzat, Hamechatech es hayerek miyat, miyat, livashlei, hariz achayev, jazu amlido tildes tchino, and in Perik Chofalev, Yilche Shabbos, Alochi Yitches, he again says, Hamechatech es hayerek, dag dag, kidei livashlei, hariz tildes tchino, v'chayev. So we see that the Rambam Shite differs from Rashi's and Tesis. Rashi and Tesis don't mention Kedei Levashle. Whether it's Levashle or not Levashle, it doesn't make any difference. As long as it cuts it into smaller pieces, thereby adapting it for Achille. So Mele, it's a Tolda of Teichen. But the Rambam emphasizes when is one Chayev from Echatech Yerek, only when he does it with the Kavone Levashle. Only when he does it with the Kavone Levashlei. But if he doesn't do it with the Kavone Levashlei, nah. Now, the Gemara that Lamed Ches, I think, in Broches, says that if somebody eats a raw beet, he doesn't say Bere Pri Adomo. He doesn't say the Broche of Bere Pri Adomo. He says Shehakel Yevid Vorei. Why? Because a raw beet is not it, normal. It can be eaten, but it's not it. So in other words, something that is only eaten, a fruit that is only eaten al the bishul, so if you eat it, not al the bishul, if you eat it raw, so you don't say bere priyetz or bere priyadomo, if it's a priyadomo. So if you eat an apple raw, so an apple is eaten raw, is not usually eaten raw. So memele you say bere priyetz, even when you eat it raw. Mashein ken beet is not. It's not usually eaten raw. So if you do eat it, so you don't say the broche of Bere Pri Adomo. So we see from that Gemara that a beet is not eaten raw. It's not eaten raw. Whether it is cut or not cut, it's not eaten raw. Because the Gemara doesn't make a distinction between a whole beet and a small piece of a beet. So that means that even if you cut the raw beet into small pieces, and you eat it raw, you still don't say Bere Pri Adomo. So that means that whether it's sliced or not sliced, a beet is a kind of a fruit of a vegetable that is not eaten raw. Is not eaten raw. So Mimele, the Rambam says, Hamechatech es hayerek, usually yerek is something that is not eaten, raw. I mean, many people eat raw carrots, but I mean, most of the vegetables are not eaten raw. So the Rambam says, Hamechatech es hayerek miyat livashlei hariz achayev, shezu hamloche tol v'schino. In other words, inasmuch as the yerek is not usually eaten raw, and it's only eaten al de bishul, so when is there a chiyuv of teichein in your case? Only when you cut it with the kavone of being mevashel. Because where did teichein, how did teichein exist in the Mishnah? So according to the Rashi Shite, so it existed in connection with samonim. According to the Rabbi Goyin Shite, so we don't have to say that it existed in connection with samonim. It existed in connection with grain, because they had to have from Menoches, so they had to be teichein. They had to be taken grain. So, Mimele, if we say that Rambam Shite is like Rabbi Goyen, that something that existed in the Mishkan in connection with the Avos Kabones of the Mishkan, serves as a basis for the melachas. Some mele teiche existed in the Mishkan in connection with grain. Now, when you are teiching grain, what? So, are you taking the grain in order to adapt it la'achile in the raw state? No. You are taking grain in order to adapt it la'achile in a baked state. Baked or bishul, the same thing. Afi or bishul, the same thing. So, mimele, in order to be a tilode of teichin, and the teichin that existed in the Mishkan in connection with, so it was for the purpose of adapting it la'achile in a baked state, so mele in order to conform to the characteristics of the av of teichin that existed in the Mishkan, it has to be with the kavone levashle. And here the kavone of levashle is an integral part of the tzuras hamloch. As let's say, as Tesa says in Suvez Davov, Ligabe Seichet, that if he's not Tzorich with Mashki, the Mashki goes Leibut, if the Mashki goes Leibut, so then it's not in Loche, it's not a question of Loche Shem Yitzchak Lugufo, of Loche Shem Yitzchak, it's not in Loche. So in certain Loches, the Kavone is an integral part of the Tzuras Amloche, it's an ingredient of the Tzuras Amloche. So here too, inasmuch as Teichin of Yerokis did not exist in the Mishkan, what existed in the Mishkan? The Teichin of Tvue, of grain. And the Teichin of Tvue was for the purpose in the Mishkan, it was for the purpose of adapting it in a baked form, in a baked state. So in order to become a Tilode of Teichin by Mechatech Yerek, so only if he does it with the kavone of levashlei, ketzad hamichati chesayerek miyat levashlei, harei zechayim shezu amlocho toldot chino. And then he says also again in Perik Chofale, ofil cheshabes aloch yitches hamichati chesayerek dag kidei levashlei harei zetil desteichin vechayim lifichoch. So the Rambam concludes, im raskin lo yasa shachas. That is the fodder that is used as food for the behemo. Lo yisa shachas, lo yisa chruvim, mitnei behemo, bein dako, bein daso, mitnei shenirei kiteichem. Why? So here he says, it's only yosam derabonon, nirei kiteichem. It's not teichem mamesh. Why not teichem mamesh? Because in order to be teichem mamesh, to be chayev, it has to be done kidei levashle. Ma sheinkei, when somebody crushes the fodder for the behemo, he has no kavonet to be mevasheil. So mele, it's not in the loche of teichin in the reise, but since there is a very, very slight similarity to teichin, so even though mid reise it's not osea, so mid rabbonon it's osea, mitnei shenire kei teichin. Yes.
Why, according to the Rambam, would making it, chopping it only slightly be the av, and chopping it more be a toldo, even though chopping it
what does the Rambam say that when you chop it more, it's told? Because a navit cannot be, didn't exist in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan they were not teichin yerokis. In the Mishkan, even the Mishkan, it existed in the form of samoni, so the mamish ground samoni, or they ground, they mill the wheat, because they needed it for the kabbonis, for the milches. But Yerokei certainly did not exist in the Mishkan. So Memele, he says, told the Tchina. No. It's always a Tolde. If it's in Yerek, it's always a Tolde. Mechatech, as a Yerek, even if you'll turn it into a powder, it'll still be a Tolde.
Also, according to the Rav, should we say according to the Rav, simply, the Pitos is not Tolde? It's not that it's question of the
Derek
people
or something.
It's just
Tuchina
meant making it into
Kemach,
which is
double,
you know, it's like
Tarim
with
Lashon Olam. But we got, all right, there's the Rachshite, of course the Rachshite is that only when you turn it into a powder. So then it is safe. But we have to explain why Dafke powder, because even wood, when you slice, a big, a heavy piece of a trunk, So it could be used for fuel without slicing it, but it will not be so convenient for him. It will be more difficult for him, but it will serve the purpose. So mimele, if he just cuts it into smaller pieces, so it's not, it doesn't involve techen, unless he grinds it into a powder. That's the Rashi. And the other Rishonim hold that even though it could be used without being cut into small pieces, but it, by cutting it into smaller pieces, it becomes more adapted for a certain use. So mimele it involves the melocha of techen. All right, now. Omar Ravashi, I kopita mishrese chayev mishum echatich. I kopita mishrese chayev mishum echatich. So Ravashi says that if he's marked it on a certain size, so then he's chayev mishum echatich. Mechatich is a separate category of melach. It's an av melach. Now, mechatich, the tzure of mechatich consists in makpid al amido. In makpid al amido. So in other words, only when you cut something and you are interested in a certain measure, in a certain size, so then it involves an iser of mechatech. So when you are interested in a certain measure, so it doesn't make any difference what you are mechatech, whether you're mechatech wood, let's say you chop wood, but you are interested in a certain kind of a slice of wood, or material, let's say someone who is in the business of selling material and he cuts, let's say, half yard. So he's interested in a certain measure. Or even if you cut, let's say, a roll of toilet paper, and if you are interested in a certain measure, so it is a melacha d'raisa. If you are interested, if you are makpid on a certain measure of the toilet paper, so it is a melacha d'raisa of mechatech. But if you're not makpid on a certain measure, Ya mechatech, at random, it doesn't make any difference to you. Big piece, small piece, it doesn't make. Then, sometimes it can involve the melocha of kereya, but not the melocha of mechatech. Mechatech is only shayach when you're makpid al amid.
Yes? The example of toilet paper, toilet paper is, let's say, a Kleenex tissue. They used to, well, not to make it, but they used to be perforated in the same way. So it's not a question of
so in a chaname. In other words, you have perforations. And then if you tear off the perforations, so that makes it of a certain size, so it will involve a melocha of mechatech.
But let's say, but the only reason he's tearing it there is out of convenience, but it's not shredded, he doesn't care about the size.
Yeah, but
he's makpid on the meter, but not because of the
you mean he himself is not makpid. To him it doesn't make
it.
I mean, why do they make perforations? Because people like to have perforations. I mean, otherwise, I mean, they're not crazy. They are trying to accommodate the customers.
But not because of convenience, not because of the amount, let's say.
All right, so because of convenience, if it is of a certain size, it's more convenient.
So then
what is it?
So then if he tears it with no perforation, then he wouldn't be hired.
And if he's not marked it on a certain, then he will not be hired. Now, but then there is another shiloh. Let's say, even if he's not makpid on a certain size of the toilet paper, but at random, it doesn't make any difference to be so large or so large, it doesn't make any difference to him. So then it will not involve a meloch of mechatech. But then there might be a shiloh of kereya, but we are not discussing the union of kereya. But as far as kereya is concerned, so then you could say it's mikalkil. So mimele, you can say, if it's, but mikalkil is also in the rabbonon. All right, so you can say because of kavdabrias, so mimele, it's muter, but it should be told in the machlekes the balamoyer and the ramban, because the balamoyer shita is that when does the gemara say that when one is chayvei makes a chabura in order to obtain blood for his keller, for his dog. So it's mikalkel, and the only shaila is whether mikalkel b'chabur is chayev or mikalkel b'chabur is poter. And assuming that mikalkel b'chabur is poter, so then if one makes a chabure in order to obtain dam for the caliph, so he's poter. So that's only if he makes a chabure in a human being in order to obtain dam for a caliph. Masha'in kein if he makes a chabure in shkotzim or a moser. So in order to obtain dam for the caliph, since it is the universal practice of people to make a chabur in shkotzim or a mosim, in order to obtain dam for a keleb. So it's not considered mikalka. So it's not considered mikalka. In other words, it's considered like mikalka must be zakin. As long as it's done in accordance with the universal practice of people. But when a person makes a chabur in a human being in order to obtain dam for a keleb, that's not in accordance with the universal practice of people. So it's mikalka. And that al nasli sakein is a crazy al nasli sakein. So mele is potter. But if he does it, he makes a chabur and shkotzim omosim, so the Ramban is chelik. The Ramban says that even if he makes a chabur and shkotzim omosim in order to obtain dam for the caliph, too, it's in accordance with the universal practice of people, so he's still mikalkel. So mele, tearing toilet paper, so of course that's in accordance with the universal practice of people. But according to the Balamoyer, it wouldn't be mikalkel. So even if you tear it at random, you know, you're not makpid, and tearing off a certain measure, a certain piece of paper, you don't care, large piece or small piece. So then, according to, so it should not be done, because according to Balamoyer, it will involve a melacha d'raise. And if it's a melacha d'raise, there is no heter of kavod abrius. So if you did not prepare, and the reasoning of kavod abrius, so the only way to be muta to do it is to tear it for hayat. Let's say with the elbow, you tear off a piece of paper. So lechatchila yam mechuyev to prepare it before Shabbat. But if you didn't prepare it, so then it is muta to tear the paper. Yes.
If you mark it on the
news
exactly or approximation?
Approximation. I mean, who can do it exactly? I mean, there is no
exactly.
So
if the child of the person is marked on the middle, it should be exactly like the measuring.
All right. No. If he's marked it on the middle, even though he's only marked it on an approximation, so it will still involve the meloche of mechat. Still involve the meloche of mechat. Now let's see the shilta akibeirim here on our gemara. There are many shilas, many relevant shilas in that shilta akibeirim. Those who have babies have to know that shilta akibeirim. Now, the Rif mentions the lotion of the Rach. So, in other words, he says, "The solid siltei va'atzit kolim shendim shive shive." Pirush nimi nimi v'chifalik is anim yitzim nenkim in kemar dak. Now first look into the Rabbi Nisi, the Ram. Omar Apot. Haiman the Polis Yuki. Polis Gasina. Kalima Shemechachti Hodik. Alright. Because of a Rajbo Zal Bichuve, Dafke Bimchatchon Kidurochlo Limocho. That's a very important Rajbo. Dafke Bimchatchon Kidurochlo Limocho. Uli Baby Yei. Lachasho. Holavo Cheshor. Kidishor Abaye Livre Vanechel Auta. ולפיכוך היתי לפארי הבסיסי לחם לתנגלים ולוסיס לפניהם לאלתר וחידיקי מלום בשביל המחילתים דישב יאוך למשלימה ובספר המצווה סיטירו לבשין תחין אחת חיים. So both the Rashbo and the Tshuva is matir breaking up a piece of bread into crumbs to be given as food for the Tanagelim, and the Smag is matir, but different reasons. The Rashbo is matir because, so it appears from the Rashbo that the Rashbo shita is that there is trinachatrin. In other words, so you have a machlekes whether there is trinachatrin. The smak shita is once a trine was realized on a certain thing, so there is no, so trine is not shayach again. So mimele pas, there is no iser of grinding pas. There is no iser of grinding pas. I mean, that is because in Tchina HaTchine, I mean, that is the reason as to why on Pesach, on Yom Tov, so you'll find many good Jewish women or many good Jewish men that they will grind the matzah into matzah. After all, there is a aloche that something that involves tirche and can be done before Yom Tov, so it's also the Rabbonon on Yom Tov. So maybe the grinding the matzah into matzah could be done before Yom Tov. So why is it allowed to do on Yom Tov? So the heter is, according to the smak shite, that in trina achat chine. In trina achat chine, so mimele, by matze, there is no iser of trina altogether. There is no iser of trina altogether. So mimele, true that the rashbo is chilek on the smak, but since the whole iser, of doing in the loche of echel nefesh and yontef, something that could be done erev yontef, is only mid rabbanon mid reise. So even if it could be done erev yontef, you're still allowed to do it and yontef. So in regard to it rabbanon, so we rely on the sheet of the smak. That's the basis for the heter of making, of grinding matzahs into matzah now and yontef. But so that's the smak sheet, that in trina hatchene. But the rashbo is chelik, and the rashbo sheet is yesh trina hatchene. Still is matir to break down a piece of bread for the tamagelin into small crumbs, because just as ligabe beirer, so there is aloche lechel alter is muter, so ligabe teichen also lechel alter is muter. That's the rishite, but there are some who are chilik on that, and they say the rishenim who say that the heter of lechel alter only applies to beirer. It does not apply to teich. Now let's see the shulta gibeirer. Rashi pirish the poli silki rosh leima shem chatech yirokis dak dak. Because of the rosh shu pirish the mua leima the dovo shu eichel umchatech is dak dak shi yishayar beidim shem teich. So why is the rosh so chelik? It's not that the rosh is chelik an emitzias. It's not mistaba that the Rosh is chelik anemitzias, and the Rosh holds that the beat is also nechal. No, the beat is not nechal. That's the Gemara in Broches, that the beat is not nechal when it's raw. But the Rosh is true, it's not nechal when it's raw. But it could be eaten, and it could be eaten even without being sliced. All right, so when you slice it, it's much easier to eat it than when it's unsliced. But since it could be eaten, so mimele, there should be no iser of teich. There should be no iser of teich. She yishayah b'mishin teichen. U'pirishu di poris silke, he matzi dekel she yishbo nimi nimi, she farit anima alo yisim ki min kema dak. Im kem li day, kol midi she weichel, muta lechat chay dak dak. According to the Rosh. U'pirish rabbeinu u'maimen perek kufol b'lecha shabes u'smag, v'chin atik ma'atur, b'stam, v'nimei v'shim da'as chelik. U'likule oser, lachtech yerek dak dak v'shabes. But he doesn't mention that according to the Rambam, when is it Oser, only when he does it Levashle. Why doesn't he mention it? Because the Rambam mentions that the prerequisite of Levashle only to be Chayav Chatos. Masha'im ki min Rabbonon it's Oser, even if it's not with the Kavone of Levashle. V'horayah, because the Rambam says, in Perek Chof Aleph, so the Rambam says, HaMechatech HaSayarek Dak Dak Kidu Levashle Tiletim Chayav. So in order to be chayev only to the vashlei, lefichochem raskin lo yisashachas lo yisacharovim, even though it's without the kavonei of the vashlei. So mit rabonei tizosa. That's why the shilta al-gibeirim doesn't mention that the konings of the Rambam only because of the vashlei. Because it's not relevant. What difference does it make to us? Whether it's chayev, not chayev. As long as it's osa, so it's osa. Alright. So, because ulkure osa lachtich yerek dag dag b'shabes. Even according to the Rambam, we call a poches mi rabonon itzosa. Itzosa. Because of a Rambam b'shem Rashbo, the davke b'mchat chay kedi leichle l'mocho, or the baby yeim v'chasho, hol avo chashori bo eleichle l'alter. U'mitechkach hito lefar lechem dag dag le tal negelim, ime midaleim sheyichle isel alter, u'tmiyani olof. So he is chelik on the Rashbo's day, so he is chelik. Tichim do yisar u mishem teichen, mali teichen le baby yeim o le'alter o le'mocho, v'chi kol amloches kulon, shore la seison b'nitzorich leisim roche la alter. But the Shulchan Aruch paskens the teichen la alter is muta. Not like the Shulta Giberim. Val tishivein mibreir. But the Shulta Giberim shite is that there is no heter of the alter. We got it teichen. Val tishivein mibreir sheitiru libe kisharei tzelech la alter. The awesome time of Chaydavne sheitiru will have a breir. Because it's part and parcel of the Achille process. So it's not there, but you cannot say that Ligabi Teichen, that he's not a Teichen just because he does it L'Achille. Vei Chachon Matzvon Pirshu Dina Bere. Aval Hoche Shein Pirshu Dichtich Asiyarek Dag Dag Ale Teichen. Vili Chonko Minayim Ole Chalik Misvore. Vili Meis Mashal Idom Lehei. Udivre Arashbo.
mean an tanigeli meichel neisam apirurim. We outer was only farlem. Mi uakeitzes kosu. Davke bichtich asierek shayich tchine. Avloi bichtich ashorech. Why? Because shorech lin so can be eaten. Arit nwo. Without being sliced. So me mele, you don't have to slice it in order to adapt it lachim. Vechin kosov smak, shemuta lifare alechem. Vloi shayich tchine basat chine. So that's another reason. V'ram eiseya. That is Rabbi Yom Mizrochi is eiseya lifare perure lechem b'shabbos. It's because they hold that yesh tchina hatchina. V'yesh eisri lifare dak vilachter dak. Shum pere. V'bichol ha-pere yishayach tchina. So, but that does not mean...